I might get up there again, gotta get up. Add a little more to it.
Hi, Melvin Ben. And I was born and raised here in Stevens. And been here most of all my life. Long as I've been away from here is about 9 months. And I like to see this anchor stretched. Like they say, 20 years was a little too small, a little too short. And at the time this came on, I didn't know what they were saying or what they were getting at. And now that it come back on me, 20 years is too short. And, you know, it'll be harder coming. Years come in, it'll be harder. And us smarter people, us smarter guys think we're smart. Don't come to this kind of meeting and listen up. But when we go home after this, then this guy, this lawyer here, Berger, goes back, and then we'll hear people start talking about this. Whereas they should come in right now and talk right now. Now is time to talk about your land, about my land. Right now is time to do it. And now, look, there's only a few people that's not educated. Some of them are, some of them aren't. And you see them out there now. They don't come here. They don't come up here and talk. This is why we are losing our land. We get the feedback after these people are gone, after the meeting is over. And then, they should do this, they should do that. I know how it is. This is the reason why I say this. People that talk don't come. Some of them come, but, you know, it's just the way it's going to be. We're going to lose our land if we don't fight for it. We got to fight for it. We got to put our arm in there, our whole self, not half, all of you, all of me. I got land down here. It was given to me. And I don't know how I'm going to keep it up. I'm not working. We don't have no money. We don't have no way of paying our tax after 1991. Like they say, that's the way they can get our land. After 1991, we're going to have to pay taxes. If we don't pay our taxes, we're going to have to sell a little bit of our land at a time. Or sell the whole thing. That's how they're going to beat us. As natives have to talk and help ourselves. I'm talking for all of us here. We have to do it. We have to do it now, even though it's late. We're gonna have to fight. We're gonna have to fight some way or the other to keep it. And right now, 1991 is short, and it's too short. They should extend it more. At the time, like we say, we didn't know what was going on. Otherwise, if we knew what was going on, we'd ask for more than 20 years, 100 years, maybe even 1,000 years. Our forefathers came on this land, and this land was free to them. It was just like staying in your house. You can even walk out. Go to town without even locking the doors some days. Wherever you want to go, you can go. This land is free. They lived on this land, lived off this land. And nowadays, you can't see that happen. You have to lock your doors right now. Even to walk down in front of the bank to look Look at the river flowed by. You see how hard it's getting now. And it's going to get harder. This is all I have to say.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Mr. Berger for being here. My name is Clara Journey, born and raised here. My testimony will be brief and to the point. I do not understand Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, but I do want something for my children and for them to be proud of their elders and what was handed down to them. Thank you.
Yes.
I think we should break till
tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometime in the morning, if there's a few more drifters that want to
sure.
testify, you know, they could come in the morning and say, maybe, I don't know, anytime, 10 or what time do you guys plan on leaving?
Well, 10's fine with us. I think that if you all agree, I think we should adjourn till 10 o'clock tomorrow, but is 10 o'clock a good time?
Yeah, pretty good.
We were thinking of adjourning till 10 o'clock tomorrow. If nobody else wants to say anything then tonight, that's fine with me.
I'll make my choice.
My name is Harold Simon. Presently, I'm the chief of Stephen Village. It's a real pleasure to work with some of you people. I like what I do, and I like to represent everybody, both in your land issues and everything. I want to thank Judge Berger for coming to Stephen Village with all his people here to hear some of our problems that was created by the Native Land Claims. When the Native Land Claims was born, in my opinion, they gave it the wrong name. They should have named it the White Man Land Claims. Actually, in my opinion, it was purely a steal from the Native people by giving a little for taking so much. The money they gave you didn't amount to a penny. I see no dividends. But I see a lot of white man tracks. The Native Land Claims did nothing for me. The Native Land Claims Act made me an instant millionaire. But this was on paper only. I didn't see no money. I didn't have a clear title to the land. This happened in 1971. In 1991, the land, the assets, and whatever is parked on this land is subject to taxation. 1971, our little children that are born today are left out of the land claims. Why? Because the negotiation between the white man and the Indians never considered our children that are born after 1991. It was like moving a dollar from the white man pocket to the Indian pocket for their signature. I'm disgusted with the land claims issue. If there ever was a new Land Claims Act, it should be enacted. This time, 600 years reimbursement to Native Americans for white man trespass. And that goes all the way back to Columbus when he discovered America. Well, that poor guy was lost. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't discover America. The Native Americans discovered him, floating on a big lake. We were the clear title holders to the land until he showed up. Nowadays, I'd like to see birch bark canoes. Nowadays, I'd like to see snowshoe tracks with an Indian wearing those snowshoes, an Indian arm pushing that birch bark canoe. If we had to make a decision to turn this thing around to meet the demands of you as natives, I believe the corporations should clearly keep in mind to do a few things to ensure the safety of land and assets for the future generation. Here's just some of the things I thought up in ways of talking to a few people. State created corporations, which is Din Yi, should be absorbed by RIA councils and be a service corporation to the natives. Land and assets should be turned over to the RIA council. Selling of shares should not take place. But if selling is desired, it should be bought by the RIA council. 100 shares. Your 100 shares is probably worth $1 a share right now. Maybe nothing. I want to see how many hands that could raise it up like this and say, hey, I got $1 dividend from my corporation today. There's nobody in here can say I got $1 corporation money. At least not me. I don't see my corporation making money. The federal and state government didn't give the corporations enough money to exist. Enough money to buy their way in this world, to make money, to give us each a dividend. As it is, our little corporation, in the long run, will probably be nothing after 1991. You as individuals should think of ways to not allow something like this to happen. As far as dividends, I'm talking about the money you're supposed to get from your corporation. The village council or the IRA council could do the same thing the state operated or created corporation can do. The IRA council could create ways to make money and still pay the people a dividend. So many times we've come across things that we could do this But then a lot of people don't want to try it. I know so many times I find myself falling back to my old ways of just live and let live. But nowadays you can't do that. Many times I heard people say you didn't have to be an educated person to be a chief. With my 12th grade education, I'm having one hell of a time being a chief. When the corporation is dissolved, do away with the enrollment. That way, your children that are born after 1991 could be landholders also. It wouldn't have to be passed on through inheritance. If a new Land Claims Act was enacted again, a clear title to land that is used year-round, a clear title to it. It should be a clear title. Just like when you go down and buy a car and you pay it off, you got a clear title to that car. When you pay your bills off, you get the last installment receipt. And that's your title, that you paid that off. Another thing too, a clear jurisdiction, whether it's fish and game, whether it's land use, that should be part of the new land claims. I couldn't say too much for the 1991 Act. But it was an act that created a problem for me. It took away some of the things I had. It took away the enjoyment of life when I walked out to the lakes shooting muskrats, camping out, baking a duck by campfire. 1991 come around. We'll probably never see those days. I want to say one thing. I hope you people all pull together. Get behind your corporation. Get behind your council. Get behind your chief. Give them a boost. It's not a one-man job. It takes a whole city. It takes a whole village to do one thing, and that's to turn the Land Claims Act around to meet your demands, to meet your existence. Judge Berger, tomorrow morning, if you're here again, I'd like to make a few more comments. I thank you.
Well, thank you, Chief. Just before we adjourn, let me thank you for the presentations made this evening. You know, sometimes it is said in Anchorage that there's not a great deal to be learned in the villages, but I've found in every village, and I can tell you that I found in Stevens Village here tonight that there is a lot to be learned, and I've learned a lot from you tonight. And I want to thank you for the presentations you've made. We'll adjourn till 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll adjourn till 10 o'clock in the morning, and I invite you all back then. And we want to hear, of course, from Chief Simon again, but others as well should feel free to come and to speak. And anyone who has anything to add to what they said tonight, I'd like them to come back then too. So. Thank you again, and we'll Oh, I should say that if you don't get a chance for some reason to make a presentation tomorrow, you can send your presentation in writing to our office in Anchorage, and we're getting a lot of submissions in writing from all over the state, and just send a letter and set out in the letter what you think about these things we've been discussing tonight, and those all come to me, and I'm happy to read them. But I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 10 a.m., and we'll carry on then. Thanks. You just carry on.
Yeah. Let me see what I've done. Ready? Once again, this is Harold Simon of Stephen Village. I was born and raised in Tanana, Alaska. I was born in Tanana and raised in Stephen Village. Stephen Village is home to me and will always be a home to me. After my little comments tonight, I wrote up a little more that I thought would be helpful in to decide some of the future things with the regional corporation and the village corporation. I have down here on my list, number one, the regional corporation should stay the same. Land and assets and working control by the board of directors. Enrollment changed to include every Native child born after 1971. Shares bought up by the regional corporation to create a better income and a better dividend check to each individual that is a shareholder in the regional corporation. As far as taxation, the land and the assets, it should be on a negotiable basis. And both values, subsurface and surface rights, should be discussed. The shareholders in the regional corporation should be educated in such a manner so they in turn can run the corporation in a profit-making corporation. Subsurface rights should be turned over to the village corporation if there is future existence in the village corporation. My next item is Village Corporation. The Village Corporation should be absorbed by the Village IRA Council and be a service corporation to the village members and also to the Village IRA Council. Corporation dissolve its enrollment, and this would make at-large members clear landholders in both land and assets. Shares should be absorbed by the Village IRA Council In turn, the Village RA Council can create a subsidiary corporation that will be a profit-making corporation. Village IRA Council has a clear title to land for Native way of life. Also, the IRA Council should have clear jurisdiction over land as far as fish and game is concerned. In the past months, there were some important documents that dated back to 1939, whereas the Stephen Village Council, in writing, requested the Secretary of Interior to set aside certain amount of lands in hopes that one day it could be created into a reservation for the Native people of Stephen Village. Judge Berger, in my hand I have here the map of the entire area. I imagine you're familiar with it. David Lacey introduced you to it. Then again, in 1950, the 25th day of April, the Stephen Village Council signed another petition to the Secretary of Interior to set aside the same amount of lands. At that time, Kilburn George was the chief of Stephen Village. In June 1963, again, the Stephen Village Council made a request to the Secretary of Interior and at that time, Neil Simon was the chief. I have that letter here in writing for trap lines for Stephen Village, for hunting, for cutting wood. I have the entire map that shows all the outlining trap lines in the Yukon Flats area, going back into the surrounding hills to the north and to the south, to the west and to the east. I also have a newspaper clipping from the Thunder Times that Stephen Village has made a move to claim at least 1,600 square miles or a total of 1 million acres. As to this day, the Secretary of Interior at that time has not made a move in order to honor the very important request of the natives of Stephen Village.
Thank you.
Now here it is, 1984, almost 12 years after Native land claims. The present council of Stephen Village turned in a resolution regarding the 1950 claim and also the 1939 claim, petitioning the Secretary of the Interior to consider our prior claim to lands. It is very important for the Native way of life to maintain these lands. For the generation that is coming and the generation ahead of that. Whatever happens in 1991 is going to happen one way or the other. So we'd like to be prepared the best we can to clearly state our opinions and our wishes that these prior claims be looked at and be regarded as the claims that the natives felt they need to have in order to maintain their way of life. The native land claims did not ensure the natives the full rights they needed to anyway subsist in their future. It is my wish that these comments be heard by the federal government, by the state government, by the regional and the village corporations, by the senators and the governing body of our country, and to understand the full intent of the native population of Stephen Village. I thank you, Judge Berger, for making Stephen Village your stop, and hopefully what becomes of the native land claims will be in regard to your effort on behalf of the natives. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief Sandy. These documents will form part of the record of the inquiry, documenting the history of the claim by Stevens Village. I want to thank Chief Simon for making them available to us.
My name is Bill Journey. I'm married to a native of Stevens Village. I've been here since October. I want to thank you, Judge Berger, for your time here and my opportunity to express some points that I have on ANCSA. I am by no means an expert on ANCSA, and I have a lot of learning myself to do on the Act. However, I'm able, from my reading, to make these following judgments of the Act, and that is that the Act, I feel, was not a fair and equitable Act with all parties concerned. The major bodies of interest in the Act were the federal government, the state, and the natives. From my readings, I've been able to determine that the two dominant forces in the creation of the Act were the federal government and the state. The only two of the three interests that would benefit the most from the Act, as I feel. I feel that the Act was created too quickly. And then going back in Alaskan history, everything that was done in Alaska was done in a hurry. From the time of the gold rush to putting in the railroads, to the mining, to the oil exploitation. During all of this period of time, the federal government had the responsibility to protect the interests of the natives and the trespasses that occurred against them on their lands. I feel that through ANCSA, the federal government, who has a responsibility to protect the natives, has relinquished that responsibility and has made poor judgment as to the interests of the natives. The federal government is released by the release of the responsibility by ANCSA, and more state control is created. ANCSA is an economical document, as I see, purely economical, and that ANCSA is a money making document, meaning that it's creating monies for the state, primarily. In allowing the native lands to be, the assets to be taxed. As I see it, the natives don't want to exploit their land. They have to exploit their land now in order to survive as a result of ANCSA. I feel that this exploitation is contrary to their way of life. From my readings, the Indian, as I understand Indian philosophy, the land is your mother. She will house you, she will clothe you, she will feed you, as long as you're good to her. The act has caused a separation, as I see, of the people, the native people, and there's a big tug of war between them. I see a very lack of understanding of the document. Again, I don't understand it myself totally, except that I feel that the document is purely economical in purpose. The Alaska revenues are depleting. You hear that in the news all the time. That depletion has to be made up. Those resources that are supposed to be so abundant in Alaska have to be capitalized upon. The natives have a lot of those resources, and that's a lot of revenue that could be generated for the state as a result of the natives being forced to capitalize on their land, which is contrary to the way of life. I wish that whatever is considered in this study here by Judge Berger is considered in a fair perspective. I think everybody should be fair. And I feel that the federal government has not been fair with the people, the native people. You can't give somebody $1 million who does not have the experience and make money off of it, especially when the way of life is day to day. Myself, I would have a hard time with $1 million. I would be just aghast as to what I would do with $1 million. But you look at it, in today's world, $1 million isn't a lot of money, and especially not a lot of money for corporations. Under ANCSA, they gave the corporations a period of time, 20 years to make money before they become taxed. That was pretty nice gesture there by the government. But how long does it take you to go to school to learn how to manage money? How long does it take a person to become a professional, let's say an accountant, CPA, or get an MBA, or become a lawyer? takes, you know, quite a bit of years, especially if you want to be a good one. The young people of the village are going to have to follow in the footsteps of the elders, and they're going to have to be lawyers, and they're going to have to be business people. But they need to be given more time. Not all of us would be fortunate enough to go to Harvard or Yale and then graduate and have an opportunity to, you know, let's say, land a good job. Alaska is experiencing a problem right now in the educational field, where they give grant money out to residents to educate themselves in Lower 48. However, they don't return, and then recovering that money. There is a possibility in the villages too, that once the young become educated, that they won't immediately come back to the village. That's a consideration, I think, that needs to be thought of. I just wish that the act can be fairly mediated out, and there's a equitable settlement between all parties. I believe that the act is sort of like a monster being created. The way everything was managed prior to that, I believe, was managed well. I see no reason why the villages directly cannot handle their own affairs, their own government, without having to comply with ANCSA's requirements of dividing the village with the state corporation and separating the land, the assets, let's say, of the land, dividing the wealth of the land, and saying the corporations have the ability to exploit the mineral wealth of the land, and the village has the surface rights of living on the land. You create an automatic separation there of the people and the interests, and especially the way of life, because I feel a majority of the people would rather leave it as it is, the land, and not be forced to exploit it. But as everything is going, they have to exploit it in order to survive, otherwise they will lose it. I don't know if anything can be done before 1991. I feel that everything has already been planned. I feel that ANCSA has progressed too far, that it would be almost impossible to change ANCSA as it is. I hope it can be amended. I hope the Stevens Village is able to get their land as they originally wanted it, the area of land that they wanted. I hope that Stevens Village is able to capitalize off of the violations committed against them under the trespass of their land. as they've been capitalized on. Lastly, I guess I can say, and the whole theme of what I'm trying to say is that the document was not fair, and you have to be fair if you're going to have any respect, if you're going to have any dignity. You have to be fair with others. If you're not fair with them, then you're probably one of the worst animals on the face of the earth. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Oh, would anyone else like to say anything before we close the meeting? Well, thank you all, and we'll adjourn, and we will travel down the river, and we'll be at Ramparts tomorrow night, but tonight we are going to be at Lillian Pitka's fish camp and holding a hearing there for the people who are down there fishing. So we all enjoyed our visit here, and we want to thank you for your hospitality, and to thank you especially for thoughtful and very important testimony. So the meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay.